Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
PT2. Disgusting.
Welcome back, Rare Talks. You already know what it is. Like, comment and subscribe. If you haven't, make sure you go over to the Spotify where you got the exclusive episodes on the Spotify. And today, guess what? We're back. We're back, people. And we're talking on a very sad situation today. Yeah, very sad situation. It's the situation of Omar Lay. Now, first of all, I don't give a damn who Omar Lay is. I didn't even know who this guy was until this incident happened. Omar Lay, if you don't know about the incident, it's the incident with the man went out of his girl and the girl went on stage and was whining and moving mad sensual with another man in front of her man. And then all of that stuff, and then the backlash and all that stuff, everyone's going crazy, the video's going viral, blah, blah, blah. And shows pictures of the man's face when he's in the crowd looking, I would say, distraught. That's what he looked. He looked distraught. So recently, Kai Cenat got him on a stream to talk about his version of events and what happened. And then the girls made an apology video, said, "I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry. And I apologized to him publicly because, you know, it was such a wrong thing." You ain't sorry for nothing. You can see behind her eyes. And this is what I said, Mandem, you need to be wary of these women, bro. Because you can see that the only reason why she done an apology video, and this is the honest to God truth, is because of the backlash. If people were saying, "Go girl, you won, you're up, oh my gosh, I wish I was you," she would not be apologizing. The only reason why she's apologizing is because she got caught. She done that in front of her man, bro. Could you imagine what she does with other men behind the man's back? All you guys that have probably linked her or know her, like, other than the app, and you know her when she was in that relationship, holler at the boy so we can get the exclusive footage. Rare Talks, you already know what we're about. So yeah, I was watching the apology video, and I'll be honest, I didn't buy it. See me, I don't buy when these women start crying or like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." You're only sorry you got caught. Take your L. Everyone's gonna take their L one day, and you took your L. You cheated on your man in front of your man. Didn't even wait for man to turn the corner. Like, you done it, like, man was at the front row in 4K. Like, it was 4K, bro. Like, 4K. Like, the whole world saw. Like, the whole world. Like, you've embarrassed him forever. Obviously, he's got, I heard, he got a 20K payout, and Kai Cenat's getting in with all these bad Bs. So, technically, it's a W for him, but it's a big L for you. So, anyway, let's go and watch this video and see what this guy's got to say. Maybe she got something smart to say, you know what I'm saying?
I said I was going to do story time and tell my side of the story, because the amount of hate that I'm getting called all types of things that I've never even heard before. Like, it's getting a bit scary, and I keep coming, like, whoa. So I really want to explain myself and address a few rumors as well. But obviously, before I get that started, I want to publicly apologize to him. Obviously, me and him, we've had private conversations where we spoke, but since it was public, I think the right thing for me to do is to publicly apologize to him. Like, that was bad, but, you know, it was honestly a mistake. If I knew this...
Do you know when a woman says it's a mistake? She's not even... You know what the funny thing is? She's not even making eye contact with the camera when she says mistake. She knows that's not a mistake. You know what a mistake is? A mistake is, like, you're out, you're drunk, and you know what I'm saying? That's a mistake, or like you've done something in the spur of the moment. I was with you. A man's pointed at you and you left me for dead. Even the guy came out, the Omar Lega, and says, "Bro, I asked if she's single." She said, "Yeah." She said, "I'm free. Like, I'm free to do whatever." Brother, you knew what you was doing. There was time to say, you know what? I can't do this. My man's there. Don't touch me. You was giving him the wine of all wines. Brother, you broke your back for another man. You know Jamaica, broke off your back, broke off your back. She was broken off the back. Then she done something where it looked like she was lipsing him. It all looked like she got... Bro, she went backstage with him. Brother, if my woman went backstage with another man, that's not my woman anymore. Man, them stop claiming these gal, bro. These flipping Yamed gal, fam. I call them Yamed gal, fam. She a Yamed gal, fam. Only Yamed gal go and do things like that, fam. She a Yamed gal. That's what we call them gal in Jamaica. Yamed. Yeah? With her wig looks... Her wig don't even look like it's flaky. Anyway, I'm not going to sit here and say she's butters because she ain't even butters, fam. But she... You see what I'm saying? Her face might be pretty, but her soul is disgusting. I ain't hearing none of that, bro. Oh, I'm sorry. You're just sorry you got caught again. Let's play more of this anyway, man. Joker.
I knew this would, like, get this far. I wouldn't even go to a concert. I don't know, because this is not worth the hate that I'm receiving. But, yeah, since it was public, I want to publicly apologize to him. So yeah, let's just get straight into like the story. The rumors, actually, I want to address the rumors first. So why am I here? Okay, first of all, who's Fafa? No, who's that person? Whoever said that my name is Fafa, can you come? No, come please. Because how, I literally went on stage. I literally said my name is Jess. I said it twice. So I don't know how people are getting this like information from. That's not my name, please. Like, no. And also people saying that he's the one that bought the tickets. Who told you that as well? Who said he's the one that bought the tickets? It was me. I'm the one that bought the tickets. I want to meet him to have a good time because, you know, like, we're young.
Wait. She made a whole video to say that she bought the tickets. I man them. This is the reason why I'm telling you, you cannot take modern day women serious. I can't believe what I just heard. Wait, one second. Let me process this. She made a video to say that she bought the tickets. Wait, I'm bugging. I'm going mad. Did she just say, I bought the tickets? Is this what you really apologize for, to tell us that you bought the tickets? Do you think we actually care at this point here that you bought the tickets? You think it matters who bought the tickets? The fact is, you cheated on your man in front of his eyes. You will never be trusted. You know what's deep about the internet and the 4K? You will never be... No man will ever take her serious. She will never get married. Imagine 10 years, 13 years, 15 years from now, yeah? A man saying, I heard that Omar leg. I'm not going to lie. You need to take your shahada, put a jilbab on, cover yourself, put a niqab on, yeah, and go missing for a couple years, and man might not remember you. Because right now, you doing what you're doing is mad. You came on a video to tell the people after you just broke a man's heart and turned him into a villain. This is how villains are made. You see, men, when they get dealt with that dirty, their heart changes. It's like, even if he wasn't, because I heard he was only in a relationship for a year, but it doesn't matter. If I love you and you're my woman and you bought the tickets and you've took me out and we've gone out together and then you go on stage with another man, it's like you're trying to justify it. Like, yeah, I bought the ticket, so it's not that bad. Sis, you cheated on your man in front of his face. Like, we need some clarity here for you to understand. You're going mad. It doesn't matter. That's not, you should have said, look, I apologize to this person, that person, and then just kept it moving. Forget addressing rumors. Nobody cares about rumors. We already in our mind have made up who we think you are. That's it. The whole world has made up who they think you are. Whatever you say now is, you know when they say you can remain silent, anything you say will be used against you in a court of law. I don't know who gave her this PR stunt, but she is going down. Bro, like, I'll never, bro, any black girl, yeah, called Jess. It's an L anyway, bruv. You can't trust a black girl called Jess. I'm just keeping it 100 of you, bro. Why did your parents name you Jess? They must not have loved you. So look, let's start right there. Your name's called Jess. Man can't trust a black thing called Jess. Yeah, let's keep it real. I'm telling you, sister, take your shahada, put a niqab on and leave the streets, bro. Doing these videos, trying to make yourself look pretty, sis, you're done. Man, even if a man has a relationship, it's only for slap and go. You will never be another wifey again. Ever. Not after you do stunts like that. You've got to... She should have came on the video and start talking about God or something. I'm changing my life around for God. I swear to God, people would have forgiven her. They said, yeah, God forgives all. You know the ones there? Coming on talking about tickets. But I don't want to watch this video again. Imagine that. I don't want to watch this video. Imagine that. I'm so mad about she said that. I don't want this video.
I need to have a good time because, you know, like, we're young. Like, real young. So, like, I thought this is a good thing to do. Let me just take my man to a concert. Let's have fun. Like, that's it. There's nothing wrong with that. I beg, since when is it illegal to do so? Since when? That just tells you a lot because us women, we can do things as well. Like, if I want to take my man out, I'll take my man out. So yeah, like I said, it was me. Anyways, also, me and him, like, we've had private conversations about going on stage with Omele because he does this at his shows. If you really know Omele, you will know that he's done this in his past, at his past concerts. Like, this is what he does. This is literally what he does. Like, it's nothing new. So, obviously, I said, you know, him at this conversation, like, I said to him, if I was to get called on stage, I'm going to go on stage. And he said, that's fine. Like, he's been saying, that's fine. Like, me and him never, ever, ever had an issue with me going on stage. Even when the time came, like, I think there was a video where people were saying, like, I was moving away from him, like, I was pushing him away, like, no. Like, Omele literally looked at me and said, he said, I want you. This is my baby. So obviously, I just got really excited because Omele is, like, one of my favourite artists.
Man, then. She's not yours, it's just your turn. Another man pointed at her and said, I want you. And you left the man that you're standing. As a man, let me tell you something. Because I know that brother never said, oh, go on stage and go get wine up by another man and let another man serenade you. What man wants his woman to be serenaded by another man? That's a mad cuckold kind of thing where man's hiding in the wardrobe, watching the things. Yeah, getting off on that. Man don't get off on them things then. You have to be a very special type of person. And I'm not that special type of person. Sis, no man is happy with his woman getting wind down. No man. I don't care. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what your belief system is. No man is happy his wife getting serenaded. Yeah? Getting the boom, bam, wham. Another man. That is mad. Even her even trying to justify. This woman is tapped. She's trying to justify things that are unjustifiable. And this is what I said. The police, when they arrested, they said, you have the right to remain silent. Huh? Because anything you do say will be used against you in the court of law. Well, guess what? It'll be used against you in the court of social media. Sis, you have taken the L. You went out wrong. She went out wrong. She went out wrong. She went out wrong, 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 wrong. This is the wrongest that a woman can ever go out. This is the maddest. I swear to... This is mad. This is mad. She's talking about, yeah, me and him spoke about it and he said he's cool with it. Cool with what? A man pointed at you and you said you got excited. How could another man make your tuntun excited? How could another man make you feel any woman, let me just tell you something. This is why I said some women are for the streets and for the streets only. Not even for the streets, they're for the universe, blood. They're not even for outer space, they're for the universe, bro. Deep what she said, I became excited because another man pointed at me and called me. What? That is mad. If I can lose my woman by a man pointing and saying he wants, that means that the woman's not yours. That's what hypergamy is. She proved to everybody that everything that we've been saying on my podcast is 100% true because hypergamy does exist. A woman always looks for the better option. She thought that this guy was the better option than her man because she could have said, nah, 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 I got a man. She could have pointed to her man and said, nah, nah, I can't even do that. You know, respectfully, like a loyal, real, down-ass woman. But she ain't, bro. She ain't. I don't even know what she is. I don't even know what she is. You know what? I don't want to do this video anymore. That's how mad I am. I'm so mad right now. I'm so mad right now. I'm so mad right now. How dare her, bruv? You know when you deep something, you're like, what the hell is she going mad? I've seen enough for today. But you know what? We're not shocked. Here at Rare Talks, we've been saying this stuff. If you go and check out my old series called Up in the Air with 30 Big Boys, we've been talking this talk for the last 2 years. It's only now that you people have actually seen it in 4K for what it really is. But we've been saying this stuff. This is not nothing new to us. We know how women act, and we know that this is not something normal. This is something that a lot of women do, just don't get caught for it. So if I'm being honest with you, it's not that bad of a situation as you lot might think. It is normal because modern day women come with a timer. We've been saying this, and I'll say this again and again to you. Modern day women come with a timer. So you might as well put the timer on your phone. His one only lasted for less than a year, because I know the relationship was over from the point she done that. In his mind, he can never take her back. Number one, the embarrassment. Number two, his family. Number three, he just looks like an idiot. Number four, can you ever trust her? Number five, she's for the streets. Number six, another man is laughing about you. You don't ever want that. No man likes public embarrassment. Public embarrassment make men do the most heinous of crimes. That's why men will do the maddest of crimes, because of public embarrassment. No man likes to be embarrassed, especially with a woman. That's why a man might not pick fights with other men, because he don't want to get embarrassed if he gets thumped up or rushed. You know what I'm saying? It's not that he's scared. This is that he's shook that, bro, that public embarrassment of getting thumped up in front of my gal is just mad. And that's what he got. He got beaten up in front of his gal. By his gal. That's what she done to him, basically. So, lesson number one. What we can learn from this is, man them, stop wifeying gal that don't deserve it. Number two, if your woman is obsessed with another man, she's not your woman. She's his woman. Because if he wants her, he can get her. Yeah? Number three. Don't let no woman pay for nothing for you, because as soon as they pay for it, they're going to throw it out that they paid for it. You know the ones there trying to make him seem like less of a man, like, I pay for the ticket. Nobody cares, sis. Look what you done. At the end, number four, and this is real. Man them, don't let no girl take you for idiot. You see how she said, oh, we've had private conversations. Sister, I don't need to conversate with you. The moment that a girl does that to you, you need to learn how to cut them off as swift as possible. I've been saying this for over 2 years. The one power that men have over everything is being able to walk away from a woman that you care for, yeah? And not look back. Never answer her calls, never call. That is the greatest gift that you've been given. The ability to just walk away. And even if you miss the woman like crazy, brother, doesn't matter. There's a million other women out the world that will be loyal and not do that to you. So yeah, don't let this, to the brother, don't let this poison your mind and make you feel bad. But you know what I'm saying? You got a bag from this. Number five, learn how to turn your L's into W's, bro. And this brother's took a W. Why? Because he made 20 bags off being humiliated. Now, personally, he's going to go down in history of social media, because social media is a historical place. But he got 20 bags. So, 20 bags. Yeah, it's a fair game. I don't mind. So, big up to him, man. Shout out to everyone that got to him. Like Kaisenet, Big Boy Streamer. Shout out to everybody else. But Rare Talks, man, we're out, man. Take my advice or you're going to learn the hard way. That's it. And don't let this go over your head and up in the air.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.